Morning, 7:41 a.m., August the 19th, 2014, a Tuesday. 17:35 on the first half. Not too bad, given that I spent most of it chatting with John Ward on text. And it's like... The last couple of days have been difficult. Apparently, at some point in the day, I actually wake up. But it's usually not until much later than I'm expecting. Because there's been two or three times in the last couple of days where I have read something. And what I read was not what was on the page. It wasn't there. The other day was a... Do you hate text editing? And I read that as, do you hate texting? And I left a response that, in hindsight, is very heavily, what? Clearly, I misread it. I went back and looked to make sure, because it was like everybody else started talking about text editing, and it's like, well, yeah, but the post was about texting. No, actually, the post was about text editing. I just had another instance. I had a message overnight from John Ward about I write on WordPress as a platform to coordinate with editors and beta readers, etc. And I read it as I write on Wattpad. So it was very confusing to me. So at some point in there, the author shifted to talking about WordPresses and group blogs, and so I was, it's like, well, yeah, a group blog is a good idea. A group blog is not a bad idea. A group blog is an opportunity to try to collect readers from a variety of different authors. It's a way of building a network. I think it is much more appropriate for writers of short fiction, but using WordPress as a platform so that you can put your work up, have the editors go through it, share it with beta readers. Okay, fine. I don't really have any problem with that. I don't know. There's the usual FUD floating out there, but, well, if you publish it in public, you can't sell it, which is, of course, a crock. Somebody's going to steal my work. Well, no, not really. It's possible. But they're going to have, if they try to sell it, they're going to have the same kind of troubles you have trying to sell it. So, it's not really an issue. But the disturbing thing to me, and there's still this sort of perception that readers will discover you if you are on Google.
Morning.
Morning. That if you write a group blog, then people will stumble on the blog and find out what you write and will then go and buy your books. Now, my problem with this is that it logically, I have a really hard time wrapping my head around the flow logic of somebody who wants to find something new to read, going to Google to search for even free science fiction. Am I just projecting my own biases on this? It's entirely possible. And one of the reasons I say that is that a lot of people have called me really dumb. And that's entirely possible. But I have this sort of hyper-rational view that says the majority of people will do the easiest thing. That's not a criticism of people. There's plenty of criticism of people. But it's a philosophy that says if you want to find the largest audience, find the shortest path for them to follow. And the shortest path, for people who don't know me, the shortest path is Amazon.com. In terms of where is the biggest pool of readers, where are the people most likely to be looking for something to read, it's going to be Amazon.com. And it doesn't matter if you're reading paperback or if you're reading an ebook, that's going to be Amazon.com. Unless you happen to live someplace where Kobo.com is the preferred provider. Either way, it's not going to be Google. And well, I do accept that there are some people who will find the hardest way to do anything. And people who will go out of their way to convince others that doing it the hard way is the right way. I guess my innate laziness makes me say, oh, yeah, but really? So the idea that you start a group blog of writers of like-minded temperament, say space opera, and you share writing with readers is sort of like, oh look, here's a story you can read. Oh, and if you like this story, you can go buy my work. My problem with that is that it's advertising. My problem with that is that it's counter to pretty much everything I believe. And so I'm struggling with the idea, and I'm trying not to reject it out of hand, but to see where my cognitive dissonance. Well, it's not cognitive dissonance. I have no dissonance about it. I think that's an interesting idea, but not something I want to do. And I've had several people try to convince me that it's the right thing for me to do over the years, and I'm still not convinced. There's a bunch of things that happen. First, if you are one of these people who can rip off a short story in a day or two and have it be a good short story, have it be an interesting short story, having it be a good read, and if you read short stories and you like them, then yeah, I can see this. This could be fun. This could be monk post. This could be something that you pursue. But for somebody like me who A, does not read or like short fiction, generally speaking, the only exposure I get to short fiction these days is Escape Pod, and that rarely. It's not that there's not some good short fiction on there, it's just that I don't get an opportunity to listen to podcasts. Most of them tend to be... Most of the Escape Artist shorts tend to be longer than my 20 minutes, so... Well, I can't say that either. But I haven't been listening to podcasts on my morning walk anymore for a long, long time. Perhaps I should start again. I'm digging my way out from under this hole, under this rock, so perhaps listening to podcasts would be a good thing for me to do. But I don't enjoy shorts. I don't enjoy short fiction. I don't enjoy it at all. I don't enjoy novellas. They're too damn short. By the time you get into the story, they're over. Now, part of it might be that I read too fast. Part of it might be that I, you know, a 2,000-word short story is like 3 minutes. That's how long it takes me to read a 2,000-word short story, 5,000-word short story. I read almost 1,000 words a minute. So a 5,000-word short story is 5 minutes. Really? It has to be one hell of a story for me to walk away from that 5 minutes of reading and say, oh, yes, interesting ideas. I'm intrigued, I'm engaged. And the other side of that is that if at the end of 5 minutes I am intrigued, I am engaged, there's nothing else to do. There's no place else to go. That story is over. Because short story writers tend not to write multiple stories in the same universe. They don't write the same stories about the same characters. They don't write a series of short stories. There are a lot of people who write serials in short story form or a novella form. I can't handle those either because I really dislike the way it's almost obligated that you have a Perils of Pauline style cliffhanger ending. And that just smacks of desperation to me. I recognize it as part of the form, but for crying out loud, people. So yeah, this is I recognize that a lot of this is personal bias. A lot of this is, you know, I really don't like this form. I don't like to read this form, so writing this form is problematic. But then it goes beyond the thing where if you're going to write and present your work in public on a WordPress blog to your subscribers, which is fine. I know a lot of people do it. And almost none of those people have significant audiences. The reason they're doing it is to try to grow audience. The problem is that sales, having work available is good. Having work available where people look for it is better. Having it available on your own blog, not necessarily. I mean, that's the one thing that Wattpad has going for it, is that it's got a collection of people who go there. It's got a group of readers who will go and read whatever genre, whatever subgroup. I don't even know how Wattpad works anymore. I signed up for an account years and years and years and years and years ago. And when I realized it's almost all writers, only a few readers, and most of what's being written there is not stuff I want to have. I want to be cheek by jowl with. Let's put it that way. I don't want to be there in a fan fiction community. And perhaps it's changed now. Perhaps I'm being overly harsh. Perhaps I'm being old and crotchety. But I really have no use for Wattpad. Or my perception is that I have no use for Wattpad. And I have to admit that it's very possible that I'm wrong. It's entirely likely that I'm wrong. But I don't feel any kind of imperative to correct that. I'm good with where I am. I'm having enough trouble with it, with where I am, without expanding. So, yeah, I'm good with it. So this position that I have seems sort of counterintuitive, given my opinion of patio books. But the reality is that we're talking about a community that is formed around a technology when we're talking about patio books. We're talking about providing content for people with MP3 players who like to listen to audiobooks. And while, admittedly, a lot of it is not what you would call top-notch audio, not top-notch writing. Good morning. Not necessarily, in a lot of cases, not necessarily audible quality. It's also not audible cost. And there is a robust community of people there who are interested in the kinds of works that I write, which is what attracted me to that community to begin with. Now, this is not me attracting people to the community. This is the community attracting people who are looking for the format, the form of a podcast or an audio book. Would this work for science fiction? Would this, if we started a blog for writers of space opera? Possibly. Those people who write shorter works, who participate in it, who can pool their audience to look at it, who can create something larger, I don't see why that wouldn't work. But then it goes back to, where do you get the content? Where do you get the content? If you're writing short stories to put on the blog, are you going to then turn around and sell those short stories for 99 cents? Or are you going to have to write new short stories to sell for 99 cents? Will you collect your short stories into an anthology? Sell for $2.99. Maybe 10 for $5, I don't know. But that means you have to write more. And you have to keep doing it. Well, if you're writing short stories, I suppose that's just part of the deal. That's what you have to do. You have to write a story a week. Like, I write a novel in less time than it takes me to write a good short story. That's my issue. And I realize that that's my issue, it's not other people's issue. It's also my issue that I don't like to read short fiction. There are plenty of people who like to read short fiction. So, you know, for a short fiction author, I can see where this would be useful. And somebody up to novelette length, novella length, maybe. It took me 5 months to write A Light in the Dark. I wrote it 7 times. Because I couldn't find the storyline. I couldn't find how it fit. I couldn't make it work. The reason is, I don't read that. $18.52, just barely under $19, but I'll take it. Anyway, it was troubling that there's a couple of times in a couple of days that I've misread something in a way that changed substantially the meaning of the question being asked. I find that a bit disturbing. It was also, if I remember correctly, happened early in the day before I was really actually awake, and I should probably make it a rule not to respond to anything until I've had at least a half a cup of coffee. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.